one thing is to adjust my thinking and alleviate the disappointment that I often feel in my life.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Today, Dr. Randy is talking about the power of one thing and how that power can help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
My intentional one thing was to praise God out loud, even when I didn't feel like it.
My one thing challenge was to speak life into my marriage by giving my husband a word of praise or a word of encouragement every day.
Phone lines are open now at 888-888-1717 so you can share your one thing stories and comments. You can also ask Dr. Randy for the help you need to start your very own one thing challenge. So call now, 888-888-1717. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Dr. Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. We're excited. The lines are open. What is your one thing? One thing is very focusing in your life, isn't it? It brings everything into clarity. It's like a camera when it's out of focus. You know, it's very disturbing. When you all of a sudden that sharpness, that focus, and you have that central point, that one thing that you're focusing on. Just imagine today if you were to say, you know, I'm feeling stuck in my marriage, and you said, hey, here is one thing I've been doing for my marriage every day with God's help. Here is one thing. Maybe you've been wrestling with your finances. Here's one thing that you've done. What is that one thing? I want to hear what it is. We got a lot of people who shared their one things with us, and you're next. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. And the queen of intentional living, Amy's going to take your call. And she is very intentional in her life, and she's going to get you on with us here. So call and tell it, what is your one thing? Now, at my conferences, I've had over 30,000 people stand. That's just the people who have stood and said, here is my one thing for my marriage or for my family or for my life. I'd love to hear from some of you. Have you stayed the course? Did you give up on it? What is that one thing? What difference has it made? We've had 52,341 people start their Intentional One Thing Challenge online through our free online course. I'd like to hear from you. Are you staying the course? What have you learned? What is your one thing? Or maybe just today you've never heard about this. This is new to you, intentional living, but you're doing one thing every day in your attitude, your thinking, your life that's making a difference. What is it? Tell us. You're going to encourage somebody on this planet who needs it today. 888-888-1717. I got a great story for you. Terry left his story with us on our comment line about overcoming anxiety and what he was wrestling with anxiety as a result of getting very intentional. Take a listen.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Terry. I wanted to call about anxiety. I suffered with that, and it was about a five-year battle that I'm just basically coming out of over the last 6-8 months. The one thing that really brought me out of it was listening to your program one day, and it was probably 2 years into it, and you started talking about the one thing, and that just stuck in my mind, and I found myself making myself do one thing every day that I didn't want to do. However small it was, whether it was going to the gas station, I made myself do something every day, no matter how small, that I didn't want to do because of anxiety. And after a period of about 2 years, it's pretty much gone. There are still some lingering effects of it, which your mind will probably never forget. But that is the path I took. I tried medication. It didn't work. I tried counseling. But a lot of prayer and making yourself get up and do things that you would normally just want to not do.
Hmm. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? Because here's the thing about the reason we really teach the power of one thing, we've written on it, and we use it in our conferences so often, is because we get overwhelmed with too many things. I mean, your marriage is really struggling. You think, I mean, we should be doing this. We ought to be doing that. And this isn't working. Or your finances are in the tank, and you're thinking, hey, we should stop using credit cards. And, you know, we should follow all the things we hear on Dave Ramsey, and we should be following this that we hear from Crown Financial, and we should be following this and doing that. And it's all good stuff, but I'll tell you, unless you get intentional, say, what's the next right one thing? What am I going to do today? What's the one thing as I get up today I'm going to do that's really meaningful? In finance, health, it could be in any relationship that you're struggling with, or with your faith, or maybe it's the area of communication. The power of doing the next right one thing. That is kind of a core part of what intentional living is all about. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, You know, he goes on and he says, hey, forgetting all those things which are behind, which, by the way, is a good thing to do, could be good or bad. We can get stuck with the good things or the bad things from behind. But forgetting those things which are behind, Paul says, I now press toward the goal. See, the one thing I do is I press toward the goal, doing that next right one thing. Powerful. Come and tell us what your one thing is. What is it? What are you finding some joy, some success in your life as you encourage others? We're in this together here at Intentional Living. 888-888-1717. And wanted to talk about money, finding freedom by doing the next right one thing, from Kansas. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Ann, and I have found my one intentional thing is not using credit cards. It has really helped my husband and I come out of financial bondage, and it's so freeing. We're able to do more for your ministry through this. So thank you very much.
Mm. Well, thank you, Ann, and not only for your support, but I'm thrilled for you. I mean, you made a decision. Habits are really what we're talking about here, because habits are things that we do mostly without thinking about them. One of the things that gets us into trouble with our eating is the wrong habits. You know, we're lonely, we eat. We're stressed, we eat. Certain time of day, we eat. And as you know, you shake your head and think, you know, how do I stop this? Well, doing the next right one thing. What would that be in your case in that area? The power of one thing. When I wrote the book, The Power of One Thing, I used a little subtitle that said, How to Intentionally Change Your Life, because I believe this. I've seen it. You're hearing the stories, how people have chosen to intentionally do the next right one thing. You know, things that are going to honor Christ, things that are going to bring Him glory. And I believe, and I've seen it, when we do that, we benefit from it. I mean, let's face it, we benefit when we do the right things, things that honor Christ. And so, you know, what is it for you? Lori talks about God's word and how it impacted her mind. I think it's a really powerful part of this thing of one thing. I want you to hear her story as she called in. Lori?
Intentionally, I try to never go a day without being in God's word and meditating on it and aligning my thoughts to His way of thinking. For 8 long, grueling years, I suffered from a dark depression, anxiety, and panic attacks, so much so that I tried to kill myself, and I even begged God to let me die. I searched God's Word to know who this Jesus is, and I found Him. One night, I cried out to God to save me, and He did. As I obeyed God's Word, He completely healed me from the depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and He replaced it with such a peace and joy that overflows from the depths of my soul. And now I realize that each of those tormenting years were preparing me to let go of myself and let God take over my life.
Mm. You know, Lori, it sounded like you crafted that. I mean, you sat down and really thought about it. You were very mindful of what God has done in your life and what you intended to do, and then did it. See, the thing with intention, which is a very internal thing, intention is something that comes from within us. What's my intention? You know, hear it in the court of law often. What was their intent? There's something deep within us. What was going on inside that maybe others don't see? I think many of us as Christians have good intentions. I think to be a true follower of Christ, you're going to have a good intention. You know, you have intention to be, you know, a husband that will honor Christ. You want to be faithful in your work. You want to take better care of your kids and your money. And that's just, I think that's sort of core for us as followers of Christ. The other part of that coin, that's the intention side or the intent. The other side is the action side. Actually, and there's where we get stuck, because when we move to action, it's pretty overwhelming. I mean, there are books and there are conferences that give you thousands of things. If you turn on television or listen to radio or whatever, you read books, you get a list of things. That's why I tell people, if you've been to my conferences, you've heard me say this. Listen, I'm going to give you 1,000 things today, okay, in this conference, but I know that you're going to forget 999 of them, because that's just the way we are. But I'm asking you to find one thing today that really sort of stirred your spirit, God used in your life. Circle it on your paper and make that your one thing. And that's why this wristband that I wear, one thing, people ask me about it, one thing, We give to people at our conferences who have one thing to encourage them, and I encourage you today to pick one thing for the next 30 days and say, here is my intentional living challenge, as you hear the stories of people who are calling in. You can join us, by the way, 888-888-1717 with your questions or with your calls or with your one thing. What is it? Let me get Sally Ann on the line from Phoenix. Welcome to the program, Sally Ann.
Hi, this is Sally Ann. My one thing is beholding the scenery of His grace, or beholding the glory of the Lord. We're transformed into His image. So I feel if we're focused on our problems or other things, you can't be very, very well being transformed into His image. So I figure if I keep beholding the scenery of His grace and beholding the glory of the Lord, He is then able to function through me. Sometimes you don't know what He wants to do if we're a living spirit contemporary. You don't know what He wants to do. We sort of try to think of, well, what does He want? But if we're beholding the scenery of His grace or beholding the glory of the Lord, then He can function through us. And like Martha and Mary, when they were, Martha was busy at trying to do things, do this, that, and Mary was just sitting at His feet.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Sally Ann, that comes to, think about Psalm 37:4, that really gets us focused on, He'll give us the desires of our heart if we really focus on Him, right? I mean, that's really what the psalmist is trying to tell us. And our focus matters. And I think when Paul talks about keeping our focus straight in Philippians chapter 3 and throughout Scripture, we hear in Ephesians 4 where we're to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, that we have the right thoughts, the right attitude, the right direction. It makes a big difference. Now, is this something that's been difficult for you, Sally Ann, or has it come pretty naturally for you?
Well, you know, that touched me, that story, you know, how Mary just was sitting at His feet, listening, coming under the hearing of faith, you know. And so He said this one thing was all that was needed and would not be taken away from her.
Yeah.
So I feel I don't have any other strength except to behold the scenery of His grace or beholding the glory of the Lord.
Very powerful. Sally Ann, thank you for your call. We're going to press on here. We got more calls coming in. Love to have you join us. What's one thing for your money, for your health, for your finances, for your work, for your own personal life, for your marriage, your family, that has become sort of a higher priority and one thing that you focus on? And what difference is it making? Someone needs to hear that to be encouraged. Your one thing might change someone's life today. 888-888-1717.
Imagine being able to say you've toured Washington, D.C. with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy. Donna and I are excited to vacation with you as we walk the paths of our founding fathers, discovering God's grace in bringing forth this great nation. We'll immerse ourselves in the heart of D.C., viewing historical sites and monuments, and taking in the documents and stories that have helped shape life as we know it. Plus, we'll spend an unforgettable day at the first ever museum dedicated solely to the Bible. And we'll enjoy a starlit dinner cruise along the Potomac.
And that's only a portion of the full itinerary for this amazing vacation. Check out all that's in store for you at TheIntentionalLife.com. That's TheIntentionalLife.com for Intentional Living's Washington, D.C. tour, October 10th through 16th.
My one thing challenge was to speak life into my marriage by giving my husband a word of praise or a word of encouragement every day. Before the challenge, we were having some communication breakdown, and we just weren't really on the same page. So there tend to be a lot of cold shoulders and disagreements and not being able to come together. After the challenge, we're doing better. We have been able to put aside our more of the selfishness and put each other first before ourselves, and that has really made a difference as well. So even though it was tough, I did manage to get out the words of encouragement, and it made a huge difference. His reactions to me and his want to please me came so much more freely than me pushing him to try to understand.
There you go. People taking the one thing challenge for themselves And we kind of set a time limit, say, hey, for the next 30 days, what one thing would make the biggest difference in your life, your marriage, your family, or whatever it is that's really on your heart, focus on that one thing. And you know what? You do that, it's transformational in your life. And we have this online course, by the way. I don't mention it often, but it's there. It's free. It's a four-part video. Welcome to it. Over 52,000 people have been through it. How many are still on the journey? I don't know. I know that by human nature, a lot of people fall off the path. That's life. But for those of you who've stayed that course and have continued, man, that isn't, you've continued intentional living. It's been transformational for you. I know. And you can tell me about it right now, in fact, at 888-888-1717. Janet's on the line in Michigan. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
My one thing is to forget my pain, forget feeling alone, forget everything that my body is doing to try to hold me back, and staying in bed because I'm comfortable there without the chronic pain, without the migraines, without the shoulder stress, without all of that. I've been laying and just feeling sorry for myself for the longest time. And then, again, listening to your radio station, which, God bless you, Dr. Carlson, you have just touched my heart in so many ways. It was like, you know what, Janet, just don't do this. Give it to God and get up and start small and push the pain aside and take care of yourself, because I know that the enemy was trying to make me feel sorry for myself, and he did a good job of it, and I let him in. And your reminding me about the one intentional thing has, again, changed my life for the better, and I thank God for that.
Well, I appreciate you sharing with us, and I think you're an example, Janet. Many of us, we get into this trap. It could be physical or emotional, spiritual. We get stuck and we tend to withdraw. My wife Donna and I were talking the other night about how that happens as you get older. You know, your vision may be less sharp than it was, or your hearing, and what older people tend to do is withdraw instead of continuing. And all the research shows, you know, stay engaged, stay involved, stretch your mind, stretch your hearing, stretch your vision. Be more intentional. And it does not only for the older people, it's for all people. No matter where it is that we feel stuck, it could be in a health challenge, to get up, like Janet says, do the next right one thing, be intentional, and continue to progress. That's a good. How you doing today? How's your day today, Janet?
My day is going well. It's sunny here in Michigan, and I'm on my way to one of my doctor appointments, and I'm believing in positive results. So,
well, good.
Praise God.
We'll be praying for you. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
it. Dr.
Appreciate it. We're talking about the power of one thing today. What is your one thing? We're going to stay here in studio, by the way. We're having such fun, and we're going to record another program for later airing, so you can still get in with your question or your one thing, your challenge that you're on personally for your life or your family. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I think anger can be a powerful force. Look what it did in the life of Christ. We see him angry with those who were disrespecting the temple, right? But he allowed that emotion that he had to fuel a behavior which was appropriate. In our case, we wrestle so often with the emotions that we have that create the inappropriate response in our life. Boy, that's so true. That's from the Problem of Self, Part 2, a two-part series for May and June. And you know what? We'd like to get this into your hands. We've sent it out to many, many hundreds of our monthly supporters, those who are, you know who you are, right? You support the ministry and allow us to do this every month. If you're not a member, can I invite you to come? From a very practical standpoint, your support allows us to continue to do intentional living. We're wrapping up our fiscal year here, and your support will help us as we approach the end of the month of June. But beyond that, your ongoing support will allow us to send to you every month a brand new teaching from me to you, because you've said, hey, I want to be on this journey with you, and we want to come alongside of you on CD every month, in addition to what you hear on the radio, what you get from our website, that we'll send you a CD that you can download or you can play whenever, and learn and to apply the principles of intentional living. It's our gift to you as a way of saying thank you. And if you'd like to join us, very easy, just go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You can see the donate button there. Or during West Coast business hours, we have some wonderful staff who'd love to talk to you at 888-888-1717. They're all wonderful staff, right? Is everybody up there today wonderful staff, Sally? All right, thank you. 888-888-7. I just wanted to make sure all the wonderful ones are here today. 888-888-1717. And press number 4, and one of those wonderful staff will be happy to talk to you. You know, we're focusing on the power of one thing, and we've got so many stories that have come in on the phone and coming in live, like Sarah, who's called from Panama City, Florida. Hi, Sarah. Let's try it again. There we go. Welcome, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Randy. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Well, I listen to your radio station all the time, and I've only called in one time before, and God just tugged at my heart to call you today. My one thing is that I volunteer. Mm. That is stepping out of my comfort zone. I volunteer at my church. I volunteer at the Humane Society, our local Humane Society. Yeah. Just a few months ago, God just was tugging at my heart to serve him, and he just put me in these two wonderful positions to do that. And I'm just normally a very shy, reserved person. So going out there and meeting people and just actually leaving home, it's just a big struggle for me. So that's my one intentional thing. And I just enjoy it so much. It brings so much joy to my life and to other people's lives.
Interesting. So it's outside your comfort zone. It's not your natural thing that you would do. But as a result of doing it, it's been a positive experience for you.
Yes, sir.
Huh. That's interesting. I think that's a reminder that it's easy to do the next right thing that's easy for us to do. It's the things that we're not comfortable with or used to doing that can be more difficult. So God bless you. Stay the course. Thank you for volunteering as well, Sarah.
Well, thank you, Randy, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. From beautiful Panama City, let's go to Ashley in New Mexico. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Doing well. What's your one thing?
So in the past year, I've had, I've moved, I've had a baby, and not only did I move, but I went from the city to a farm. Mm. And so life has been crazy. Well, my best friend, Tristan, of course, I always go to her, like, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so stressed out. And a tip she gave me that I'd like to share is starting my day every day instead of, like, what I need to do and what I have on my list is asking God to take control and like let his will be done and, you know, like prioritize your to-do list and things like that. And
yeah,
it's amazing what you can conquer in a day with God behind you.
Absolutely. And we start with that attitude. It's like in James where it says, you know, don't say you're going to go to such and such a city and make a lot of money and build your business. Say, I'm going to do that if it's God's will. And I think if we take our to-do list and make sure it's clearly under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit, that's what will make a difference in our life. Good reminder from New Mexico. Thank you, Ashley. Today we're talking the power of one thing, and I'm going to stay right here with our team and continue. We're going to record your calls that will air on a later program. What is your one thing? What is God teaching you? Share with others. Maybe this is your one thing today to share with others. Or what's a question? What do you wrestle with? 888-888-1717 is the number. Speaking of one thing that's on our mind is a very special vacation with a purpose coming up this fall. My wife Donna and I and some of our team are going to be in Washington, D.C. in October. And Joel James, who's on the line, by the way, is our kind of our vacation planner. This guy and his team just really put together the kind of experiences that make a difference in people's lives, and we're looking forward to it. And James, I guess, Joel, I guess I'd ask you, what do you hope listeners will get out of this experience?
Well, you know, for us, Dr. Randy, we're all about the exceptional Christian travel experience. We believe that as folks get away with the Lord, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your day-to-day, experience God in a new location with other believers in time of fellowship, Bible reading, prayer, just experiencing life and the world in a fresh way, you'll be impacted. The Lord will speak to you. I've seen it over and over again. I can't tell you how important it is. This is our ministry, and that is taking people away, giving them that exceptional experience. We'll worry about all the details. We'll worry about whatever folks' needs are, and let those folks hear from the Lord. And to all of you listening right now, I just want to tell you that this will change your life. You're going to be with great people, with Dr. Randy and the great Intentional Living family. You're going to be having some tremendous fellowship with other believers, and this is going to be your time to hear from the Lord right in our nation's capital. What could be better?
Yeah, I can't think of much. It's going to be really good. I do know this, Joel, as I hear the things that you guys have planned for us for that week, that's going to be really special. Not only are we going to see that Museum of the Bible and stay in these four-star hotels and just really enjoy, but we're going to be able to focus on God's movement in this nation, pray for our nation. We're going to have a tour of Washington, D.C., I understand a walking tour at night. We're going to be on the Potomac with a dinner cruise. I get to speak. We have guides leading us through the different sites that we're going to be seeing. It's going to be just a great week. And we know that the window will be closing here pretty soon on the airlines holding the flights and so on in a block like they do for groups. So you might want to check it out today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and get registered. We want to see you there. You know, we're talking about the power of one thing today, and I wrote a book on the power of one thing. I remember when I wrote this book, and it's only about 120 pages. You don't have to have the book War and Peace on the topic of the power of one thing because it's pretty straightforward. And I focused on the various areas of our emotions, our relationships, our friendships. And I've seen people's lives changed by taking this as a personal challenge for themselves, which I would encourage you to do. Maybe you feel overwhelmed to even think about taking the next step. Maybe your one thing for today is to ask God to give you, through His Holy Spirit, the prompting and the focus to determine what is that one thing that would make a difference, starting today, tomorrow, and for this next 30 days, and then focus on that. Remember, as Jesus says in Matthew 19, with man this seems impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us, for our entire team here, Amy, Sally, and Rob. Thank you all, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.